Hello.
Hi, good evening. My name is Stanley. And I'm sorry?
Your name is what?
Stanley. And I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys. What we're doing is we're conducting a national opinion survey. I'm not trying to say anything, ma'am. I'm just conducting an opinion survey that I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. And your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Just real quick, is this Miss? Get your name right, Miss Mustard.
Correct.
Thank you. And so, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
Thank you. And I know it's still a ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
No, I definitely will.
Thank you. Okay. And can I please have your age?
81.
Thank you. And next question, just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race?
Caucasian.
Caucasian, thank you. Okay. Let's see. Okay, and next question is, ma'am, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else? No.
I don't know. Maybe something else, but probably Republican.
Okay. So you would say strong, not so strong?
No, say Republican.
Okay. Good. Thank you. Now, next question. Now, think about the direction the country is headed in. Generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Satisfied?
No.
Dissatisfied or very dissatisfied,
yes,
with the direction?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. Thank you. You said very dissatisfied, correct?
Correct.
Thank you. Okay. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
No. I don't approve of it.
Okay. So there's somewhat or
so
strongly.
You're an independent. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Right.
So
honestly,
are you Democrat?
I'm just doing the job of doing the survey. I can't really put any of my opinions into the, which we want you to be the one to answer the questions, and I can't I can't take either side. I'm right in the middle, or in other words,
okay.
I wouldn't want. Right, so I just want to make it fair for you and make sure that we're getting your opinion.
Okay.
Of course, we all have opinions, but I respect everybody's opinion, and it's actually just like a job for me, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Ms. Nuster? Yeah, but we really do appreciate the time for you to do this, and it is going to definitely help the final outcome of the survey. So thank you for helping us out there. So generally speaking... You said do you approve, disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Disapprove. Okay, and now, is it somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Strongly, okay, thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Glusenkamp Bettis is handling her job as congresswoman?
I think she's doing some good. I don't, you know,
okay,
I don't agree with everything she's.
Okay, so would it be fair to say you somewhat approve?
Yeah.
Or strong? Okay. They're so strongly or somewhat. So you're going to go with somewhat?
Somewhat, yeah.
Thank you. Think about the issues the country is facing now. Which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two of these, and I'll start with the first one: reducing crime and gun violence. That's one of. Now the other one is border security, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, combating threats to our democracy, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, climate change, protecting the environment, growing the economy and creating jobs, fighting inflation and lowering costs, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, improving K-12 education. Yeah, which one of the list that I just told you would you feel more strongly about?
I didn't hear on immigration.
So the border security? Border security?
Yeah, that
okay.
One.
And then do you have another one?
It's not that I don't want people
mm-hmm.
coming in. It's
mm-hmm.
that I want to come in legally.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so border security, correct? That would be your on the top of your
right.
choices. Okay, and would that you just want me to leave that one, or would you like to also select another one? You are allowed to up to two of them.
Well, if I had to, I'd probably select all of them because they're all
they're all important. They're all important. I understand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But since we can't have all of them, which would be their next one? I could go through them if you like again. Or you're good with that?
What's one on education? I think
okay.
Education
improving
and abortion.
Okay, so that choice was we have improving K-12 education, and the abortion one would be protecting abortion and reproductive rights. So which one of those two are your top? Would be more
can
for
I,
you.
Can I have both of them?
Well, we have border security, and then there'd be one more.
Oh, okay. Boy. I guess
tough.
I'd have to do the abortion.
Okay.
But our education system needs changing, so.
Understood. Thank you. Okay, next question. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. On which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. 50 means you don't feel particularly warm nor cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have an opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, just let me know, okay? So
okay.
From 0 to 100, that with Donald Trump.
I'm very favorable. No.
Okay. From 0 to 100,
mm-hmm.
what would you like to put there?
99.
Okay. Next, Joe Biden.
0.
0, okay. And next one would be Joe Kent.
It would be who?
Joe Kent.
Oh. Probably 50.
50, okay. Cool. Thank you. Marie Glessenkamp-Perez.
Who?
Marie Glessenkamp-Perez.
Oh, okay. Oh, maybe. Maybe 75.
Okay. Let's go with Raul Garcia. And if you don't have an opinion, you can also tell me that. And also, if you've never heard of them, just let me know.
Yeah, I haven't heard of them.
Okay. Okay. So we'll move on to Maria Cattenwell. Maria Cattenwell.
50.
Okay. Okay, perfect. MAGA Republicans.
That what?
MAGA Republicans.
I have hard of hearing, so I guess I
okay,
didn't
it's okay.
quite understand.
You can, and I'll be more than happy to repeat the question. So we're talking about MAGA Republicans from 0 to 100?
The Magna Republican?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yep. Make America Great Again, Republicans.
75.
Okay. And then I have woke liberals in Congress.
Zero.
Okay, great. Moving on. We're 40% of the way through. We're almost halfway there, ma'am. Thank you for bearing with me. If the election for president, I'll move a little faster if you like. I just wanted to be clear on the question so I don't, you know, confuse you or anything.
Right.
If the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democratic Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. I'll try to move it a little quicker. I know you're probably busy. And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glusenkamp Paris or Republican Joe Kemp?
Oh, boy. Probably Joe Kemp.
Okay, so would it be safe to say you're leaning towards Joe Kemp, or is it a Joe Kemp?
Leaning towards Joe Kemp.
Thank you. Even though you are not supporting Marie Glusenkamp Paris now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Glusenkamp Paris? A small chance? Just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
I don't know. I think I need to find out more about how she's voting.
Okay. So there you could, let's see, a fair chance, a small chance, a very slight chance, no chance at all.
Small chance.
Okay, thank you. Next, I'd like to ask some questions about, I'm sorry. Next, I'd like to ask about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important to their members of Congress. For each of the following statement, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. Use 0 if you don't think it's important at all. 5 if you think somewhat important, 10 if you think it's an extreme important quality or attribute in a member of Congress. You may use any number between 0 to 10. Okay, so I'll just ask you a couple questions of and then you're just going to tell me how important they are to you for it to be an attribute to one of the members of Congress. Okay, so a working mom who understands the need of families, how important is that for Congress to know? Or to take into account. Great. This is extremely important to you. Great. Got it. Now, someone who will fight to protect our democracy.
10.
Okay. A fighter for the middle class.
A fighter for who?
For the middle class.
Oh, 10.
Thank you. Someone who shares your values.
Are you moving around because our connection is really getting bad?
I think I have some air hitting my microphone. Let me move this. Let me redirect the air real quick. Okay. Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So someone who shares your values?
Say that one again.
Someone who shares your values?
A 10.
Okay. A small business owner.
Well, I think that's important too. 10.
Okay. Well, it's your choice from 0 to 10. There's no right answer, just whatever you say, that's what I'm going to put in there. An independent who will oppose the extremists in both parties.
Say that one again.
An independent who will oppose the extremists in both parties.
5.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, so we're moving on. Okay, so now we have the next question. I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking about you. I will be talking with you about Marie Gessenkamp, Paris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement is very convincing. And then 5 means it's somewhat convincing. And then 0 means not at all convincing. Reason to support Marie Gessenkamp for Congress. Okay?
Okay.
So let's try it with the first one. Marie Gessenkamp Perez isn't afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she had to get some grease under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Marie. She respects champions the trades and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. As a member of the House Small Business Committee, Marie teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which would provide loans and support for small producers. Now, how convincing is that for you on a scale from 1 to 10?
Maybe a 7.
Okay. Great, thanks. Now, the next one is Marie Gessenkamp Perez is talking on big pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profit above their voters' well-being. But Marie supports legislation to cap families' insulation costs at $35 per month, and she doesn't take a dime from the pharma industry. How would you rate that?
7.
Okay.
Actually, it's pretty good. Yeah, she does.
Okay, Marie, this is our last one for this section. Marie Gessenkamp Perez believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees in Congress. Her focus has been expanding access to career and technical training at high schools, community college, and vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbian College's equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs so that young people could graduate with the skill needed to succeed. From 0 to 10.
You there?
Yeah, I'm right here. Sorry. I'm right here. I think I know what the problem was with the noise you heard. I think I'm running out of my battery on my laptop, so I'm just going to grab my charger. But yeah,
okay.
From 1 to 10, what did you think?
Yeah, 7.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. 7. Okay, we're just about done. I'll tell you right now what we have left. Okay, so we're at 81. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. It's okay if you don't, but I'd like to ask you again, if the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Gessenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Hi. I don't know.
Marie?
I have to find out more about both of them.
Okay, there's actually an answer for that, the don't know. So you'd like to leave it at don't know?
Okay, yeah, put that. I don't know because...
Okay, I get it. You want to do a little
like
more research.
About both of them. Huh?
Right. Yeah, you want to do a little more research there. I get it.
Right.
Okay, so real quick. Please rate each statement from... Now I'm going to read some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking about Joe Kent. Others will hear statements about other candidates. Please rate each statement from scale 1 to 10, which means, okay, so now we're going to hear Joe Kent's like we did with Ms. Bettis, and you're going to rate it also from 1 to 10, okay? So
yeah.
Joe Kent supports an extreme and dangerous abortion ban. This ban would force women and girls to give birth if they became pregnant, even in cases of rape, incest, or life-threatening complications. If elected, Joe or Kemp would destroy our freedom to decide for ourselves if and when we have children. Families deserve to make their own decisions without politicians interfering. What's your, how do you feel about that? From 0 to 10.
So he's against the abortion, right?
He's, it says he would, I'll read it to you one more time. So Joe Kemp supports an extreme and dangerous abortion ban. This ban would force women and girls to give birth, even if they became pregnant, even in cases of rape, incest, or life-threatening complications if elected. Kemp would destroy the freedom to decide for ourselves and when to have children. Families deserve to make their own decisions without politicians interfering.
Seven.
Seven, okay. Seven, great. Now, we have one more. We can't trust Joe Kemp to put what's best for working families above big special interest bank rulings, his campaign. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize it and raise the retirement age. That's the plan that would benefit Wall Street, and he supports deregulating the health insurance industry, which wouldn't lower the cost, but would lead to bigger profits for insurance and pharma campaigns. So we need to rate that from 0 to 10.
Yes. That's 4.
Sorry. 4? Okay. Number 4. Gotcha. Okay, 88%. After hearing more about Joe Kemp, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress? Yeah, that was that. That was
I don't know.
Okay, I'll put it.
I don't know.
Got you. I remember you wanted to do more research. Even everything you just heard about Joe Kemp, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress?
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, because I don't know enough about it yet to...
Okay.
Can you say I don't know?
Yep. I would just put does not know enough.
Right.
To decide. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 through 11th, high school graduate, some college or vocational, college graduate, bachelor's degree, high school.
High school graduate.
Great. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Widowed.
And do you have children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. And then we're at 96%. Think about your approach to political issues. Would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Conservative.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
And then, how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Twice a week.
Okay, so that we're done. That's going to conclude the survey. Thank you very much. Thank you for taking the time to talk to me. I really appreciate it, Ms. Mustard, and you have a wonderful day.
Okay, so is there any way I can find out how this turns out?
Well, you know, let me tell you where, let me give you the name of our survey, the person or the people surveying this, and then, I believe that you can probably get some more further information through their name.
Okay.
Let me see.
Okay.
So this record has been retired. Okay. I think it was the National Opinions for Washington, something of that nature. Let me take a look. Coroner's complete. Thank you again for your help and opinion. It's Q-U-E-R-O-U-S. That's the, that you, if you can look them online. Q U E, like Queen. Q U E.
Yeah. Yeah.
R O U S.
Okay.
Mhm. So you can look them up.
Victoria.com mm-hmm. or .org.
It's a survey, so. Usually, like, surveys are funded, so I'm not sure if it would be an org, but you could try both, and someone
yeah.
will let you pull
okay.
up.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time. I really appreciate it, and
okay.
have a wonderful year, rest of the year.
You too.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you.